T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to hook up with our buddy Jeremy Kahn. He does afternoons on The Great Fan in Baltimore as the Ravens are going out to Seattle for a huge game against Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. How you been, Jeremy?
Good, man. What's going on?
So I was talking earlier about the accolades that Pete Carroll has been throwing around for Lamar Jackson, and you've watched him play every game. You've seen what he's done. You hear that, you know, he doesn't want to run all the time, and you've heard they're worried about him running all the time, and then you've heard people say he can't throw the ball. I mean, what's the real deal on him? Because I love watching him play. I don't care what anyone thinks.
Yeah, man, when the Ravens drafted him, I wasn't happy. I thought they could have gotten some other players and bettered themselves for that season. And, you know, when you started watching him last year, he was winning games, he was running a ton, and the throws, sometimes you see the bounce passes or be late, and you're like, man, what is this? They're going to run this single wing the entire time of his career. But, I mean, he put in a ton of work in the offseason, and I give him credit. He worked out with his receivers, and it's paid off, and you can see it. Now, he still does struggle on those deep outs and, you know, some of the stuff outside the hashes, but that'll slowly get better over time, I believe. And right now, you know, I think sky's the limit for him. He's a very likable kid.
So, Jeremy Kahn with us from Baltimore. Do you like their chances in this game against Russell Wilson? Frankly, the way that guy's been playing, everybody's talking about Lamar Jackson, and I think Wilson's, so far to me, has been the MVP of the league.
Yeah, I think Wilson's going to pick him apart, man. I just, you know, watching this defense, and we had questioned it for a while because we're so used to and probably a little spoiled in Baltimore with having great defenses that you come into the season and you just don't have a pass rush. And we kept wondering, was it the cornerbacks? You know, once they've had three, they're starting, you know, guys in the secondary go out, and now, you know, they were saying it's one of the deepest groups in the entire league, the Ravens secondary, and we're watching guys come in like, man, they're getting picked apart. But there's no pass rush whatsoever. Cincinnati has been just dreadful at stopping, you know, at stopping people from getting to the quarterback. And this past week, the Ravens only got to him twice. So I just don't see how they're going to be able to do anything against him, whether they run man or zone. I think Russell's going to pick them apart.
So, Jeremy Kahn with us. They're in the lead in the division. How do they feel about how things have gone up until this point of the season, being 4-2 and having, frankly, you know, Cleveland, everybody had going to the Super Bowl, and they're going to hell instead. and the Steelers had a nightmare start to their season. I mean, the Ravens have to basically be, you know, very happy with where they are.
Yeah, I mean, they should be. They're, you know, they made the move. They trade for Marcus Peters, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But, you know, they're trying to better themselves on that side of the ball. They need to get healthy as well. I expect Jimmy Smith to come back after the bye week when they face the Patriots. And, you know, you start looking on the offensive end. Hollywood Brown missed another day of practice, and he's questionable for this week. And, you know, he's kind of a difference maker, the one guy that can really stretch the field for him. So I just think they have to be happy where they're at with the lead that they have. And Cleveland's kind of – they're all banged up trying to figure out their offensive line woes. And on the flip side, we were seeing what's happened with the Steelers. You know, they're down to – they were down to the third-string quarterback. Now Mason Rudolph should be back after the bye week. But they have an excellent shot of winning this division. The big question is how far could they go in the playoffs if they do.
So how is Earl Thomas done with them?
You know, people have been really critical of him, and I think some of it's been unfair. He had some comments on the big Nick Chubb touchdown run. It looked like he had an angle and maybe could have got him, possibly not, who knows, but instead of chasing him down, he just pulled up and walked off the field. And after the game, he told the fans, or, you know, he told one of the reporters that, you know, he pulled a hamstring once trying to chase down DeAndre Hopkins and he wasn't going to do it again. So that didn't sit well with people in Baltimore. You know, it's just, let's see some effort. But I think they've been too critical of him. He's actually played better, and I think Pro Football Focus is showing that when you look at some of his grades over the past few games. But he had a real difficult time when he first got here of just picking up this defense, because it's not the same, you know, zone defense that Seattle was running all those years.
So Jeremy Kahn does afternoons on A Fan in Baltimore with us on a bench talking about the Ravens headed to Seattle. What did you think about the Marcus Peters deal at the end of the day?
I mean, they didn't give up much. You know, last time we were on, we were talking about Kari Vedvik. So they give up the fifth-round pick they got for him. And then they give up Kenny Young, who couldn't get on the field even with all their linebackers hurt. So to me, it seemed like a salary dump from the Rams. But, you know, going back to what Pro Football Focus says, like Marcus Peters didn't grade out well at all last year. And some of the fans get so hyped up because they look back at the first 2 years and see all the interceptions. I don't think he's a terrible corner. I don't think he's the great guy he once was. I think he's better than what they have now. So we'll have to see how it looks and how many snaps he gets on the field on Sunday. But I don't think they gave up much to get him. And, I mean, you're kind of kicking the tires on him to see what he has left for this 1 year.
So does Ingram, I think, has been good for him. Why don't they pound him more? He's got 7 touchdowns.
I don't, you know, I question that too. They like Gus Edwards because he's more of the downhill runner, and then they drafted Justice Hill, who's kind of the change of pace guy. Maybe they're just trying to, you know, save him for down the stretch and not give him too much work. But, you know, I agree with you. I said Mark Ingram would be the perfect fit for this offense, and he looks like it. But, you know, they haven't been, you know, giving him the ball 25 times a game.
Edwards and Hill don't produce.
Yeah, you're preaching the choir here. I mean, I don't dislike Edwards, but I just think Mark Ingram's a difference maker. They really like Justice Hill in the preseason with his speed and ability, but we haven't seen him break one yet.
What did you think when you saw the Browns and Steelers and Bengals all having their problems?
I mean, I was a little bit shocked. We talked about this earlier in the year. I wasn't as bullish on the Browns as everybody else was. I thought they'd be good, but not like this 12-4 team. It seemed like too big of a leap for them to make. I'm really surprised at how poorly Baker Mayfield's playing. I mean, the Steelers have had a ton of injuries. If Big Ben was healthy, I think they'd be, you know, they'd have a better record. And I mean, realistically, when you look at it, outside of that Marlon Humphrey punch out with the Steelers on Juju, and the Ravens could be looking at 3-3 as well. I mean, they've been fortunate in a few of their games, and their schedule gets really tough with Seattle, the Patriots. You know, they've got to go west. They've got the 49ers coming. So, and they've been the surprise of the NFL. So it's going to be interesting in the AFC North. It's probably the weakest division along with the NFC East in football, but somebody's got to win it.
If they pull this off, it'll be 3 in a row, this game in Seattle, because they beat Pittsburgh, they beat Cincinnati, they go to Seattle, then they have a bye, and then come back and play the Pats at home in the Charm City. What do you think of their, you know, schedule after the bye, starting with the Pats, and then you have, you know, some tough ones. Rams on the road, San Francisco at home, Buffalo on the road. Their defense is no joke. And then you still have to play Cleveland again and Pittsburgh.
Well, so the Ravens have been historically great after the bye week. You give them 2 weeks to get ready for a team, they've done a fantastic job. The one caveat to that this season is you're facing one of the best teams in the NFL, depending on who you like. But, you know, the Patriots, the Ravens have always played them tough for whatever reason. So I do like them in that game coming up. I don't like them this weekend, but I think they'll be fine with their divisional games. The big question is how do they do? To me, I'm looking more at the Buffalo game and that San Francisco game, where at the beginning of the year you're looking at some of your home games going, I think they have a really good shot. And then, you know, some of the weaker teams that they play on the road, and it turns out that some of these teams we thought wouldn't be very good are actually pretty darn good.
I mean, watching these two quarterbacks this weekend, I think it's delicious. I mean, I think Wilson's incredible, and Lamar's so much fun to watch. I mean, that game's going to be insane. Any way you slice it to me, I think the Ravens have a shot with that quarterback of theirs. I think they're in every game they play with that guy. He's just so exciting. Anything's possible every single Sunday.
Yeah, man, he looks like the Konami cheat code. I mean, he's out there, he's stopping on a dime, and you're watching people run right by him. And it does. It looks like everybody else is moving in slow motion. So he's easy to root for, too. It's been a lot of fun watching this offense, but you hope, you know, and we always say with running quarterbacks and guys that are moving around, they're always worried about them getting hurt, and sometimes it's not even running. I mean, we saw what happened with Pat Mahomes tonight, which is terrible.
I can't even believe the egg they laid against Cleveland, going back to that game in late September. Seriously, I can't even believe that game.
Well, you know, the other thing with that game is they were missing Brandon Williams, who's the big plug in the middle, and Nick Chubb, and the running game got going, and they just fell behind and couldn't catch up. So, Yeah, I mean, a lot of surprising things there. I never expected them to lay that egg against Cleveland, especially when you look at the way Cleveland's been playing. But again, no pass rush. And if the Ravens got to make another trade to get something in here to help them along that front.
So, Jeremy Kahn with us. When you saw, I don't know if you saw Mahomes get injured tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that changes the AFC picture if that knee scope and everything and MRI comes back and he's got, because I'm hearing he dislocated his kneecap, which is not, frankly, it's not the same thing. I broke my kneecap playing basketball, the patella, tibia plateau is what they call it. Mm-hmm. And then, if let's say it comes back, he's got more damage than that. We don't know yet, but let's say, hypothetically, what do you think of the situation in the AFC, that those doors that open now, if that guy's out? Because, I think Kansas City, without that guy, I'm not giving them anything.
Yeah, I'm not, especially with that defense. It looks horrendous.
Right.
You know, tonight they look good. Denver's making them look like the damn 85 Bears. But, you know, who's good? I mean, I bring this up on my show all the time. We're talking about the AFC. It's like, you know, the Patriots, some people question who they play. But, I mean, they've done this for so many years now. We know they're good. And they're well coached. They've got good players. But outside of that, like, realistically, who scares you in the AFC? Houston looks good. I think their defense is suspect. I think they're in trouble in Indy this week. Do you buy into Indy? You know, the AFC North, we just talked about it being one of the worst divisions in football. And you know, out west, everybody thought Kansas City would be the team. And could it be the Chargers? They just laid an egg this past week. So, I don't know that anybody's any good in the AFC outside of the Patriots.
I think the Texans and the Bills are good.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are always one of those teams where you want to see them do it before you actually, you know, it's hard to believe with what they have there. They do have a good defense. I worry about the offense when they get into the postseason, and I don't know how much I trust Josh Allen, even though Bills fans don't want to hear that.
Well, you're going to play him, so I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, but, it's kind of interesting, though, and, you know, watching this Ravens team, I know down the stretch when we get to these divisional games, I think this race will get tighter because the Ravens do have a bunch of tough games with, you know, outside of the division. So I think the divisional games are going to be huge.
I think they will win the division, but they're not winning in Foxborough. And, they better play at home against the Texans because I think they'll lose to them too.
Yeah. I mean, they could. Nothing shocks me with this league anymore, man. It's so crazy. And the way the flags are being thrown and, turnovers. I don't know what pass interference is anymore. They just got to figure some things out.
All right, Jeremy, great stuff tonight. Enjoy the game this weekend with the Ravens and Seahawks in Seattle. Thanks for coming on the bench as always, brother.
You too, man. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.